Hi, guys. Let me introduce you to Murder with My Husband, a true crime podcast that offers a unique perspective on true crime podcasting as a husband and wife duo because she loves it and he hates it. Listen each week as Peyton Moreland, a true crime lover, researches the darkest true crime stories and recounts every detail to her husband, Garrett Moreland, to get his raw reaction as a true crime hater. Each episode is a new true crime case that Garrett is hearing for the very first time. Together, they discuss how they each see the morbid details differently from opposite sides of the spectrum. Two points of view, one true crime podcast. So whether you're a lover or a hater, there's a place for you on the true crime podcast, Murder with My Husband. New episodes drop each Sunday night. While listening, make sure to subscribe to Murder with My Husband via the link in the episode description, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can also watch their show on their YouTube channel, Murder with My Husband. She loves it and he hates it.
So every week on Murder with My Husband, I sit here and tell Garrett and you guys horrific and brutal stories of true crime. And oftentimes, these cases are the usual story. The husband who murdered his wife and faked grief. The boyfriend who showed all of the red flags until he finally killed his girlfriend. The friends who decided in their teenager brains that the only way to exact revenge would be murder. All of these are stories with motive, if you will. Motive that really doesn't make sense, but at least we have the one answer we are all here for. Why do people do these awful things? But there are cases out there where the reason for murder isn't money or revenge or freedom or bitterness. The thought much darker, scarier, and unnerving. Because if the motive for murder isn't personal, then that means someone is killing for fun or excitement or enjoyment, which we can't even fathom. There is no why with those. And if that's the case, then any of us could be the target. Because if the victim of a crime is at random, then we are all in danger of evil human beings. And today we are going to discuss a case that entails just that. Random, thoughtless murder that terrorized a city, leaving everyone wondering who was next.
This is exactly why I hate it.
Exactly. So this case takes place in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is a sleepy town that sits alongside the Arkansas River, which I didn't even know there was an Arkansas River. Fort Smith is in the western part of Arkansas and actually borders Oklahoma with a population of under 90,000. Although it's the second largest town in Arkansas, it still has a small town feel, according to locals.
Okay.
And back in the 90s, everything I just mentioned was even more. Fort Smith was smaller, slower, and safer. That was until April 10th, 1993. 89-year-old Lily Jones lives alone in her nice small house in Fort Smith. And yes, I did say 89 years old. The day has turned to night. Sun has gone down as Lily gets ready for bed. Lily was actually legally blind at this point, but she was able to make it living on her own with help from like friends and neighbors. They would come over, they would help her with groceries, all of that kind of stuff. So as Lily sits in her home, she hears a knock at her front door. So she makes her way to the door, but remember, she can't see much and she is 89 years old. A man's voice comes from the outside of her door as she cracks it open and he says that he needs to use her phone. Lily firmly says no. She lives alone and she can't assess the situation very well, so she doesn't feel comfortable with letting a stranger into her home.
And did she open the door?
Yes, she cracked it.
Okay. Did she have one of those chains on it? Do you know?
No, I don't think there was a chain.
Okay, she just cracked
it. But she just did crack it, try to hear him, and then was like, absolutely not. You're not coming in my home.
Okay.
And as Lily goes to close the door, everything changes. The door busts open from the other side of her hands, and she falls down. Whoever the unknown man was on the other side of the door was now in her home attacking
her. Oh, my gosh.
Her.
So one of those chains. That's why I asked about those chains, because you can crack the door, you know?
Yeah, but...
And if someone tries to come in, yeah.
Yeah. So Lily tries her best to fight the man off, but there wasn't much she could do. He was stronger, and it's such an advantage on her as a blind old woman.